It's amazing how some people can be so funny so early in the morning. It's too bad you ain't one of them.
Why ain't you working, Florence?
Because I can't do nothing till I read Dear Abby.
Oh, did you write a letter about your broken romance?
What broken romance?
Between you and work.
You know, Mr. Jefferson, in all God's creation, the good Lord only made one mistake.
Which one was that?
I'm working for it.
George, I need some help.
I've been telling you that for years, Weezy, but you insist on keeping Florence.
George, will you hook the back of my dress for me?
Oh, sure. But you know I'm better at unhooking it. Before I met you, Weezy, the girls used to call me Fingers Jefferson.
Well, that's funny. Ever since I've known you, you've been all thumbs.
Why are you all dressed up?
Mrs. Blanchard is coming over. Now, hurry and finish your coffee. I want to clear off the dishes before she gets here.
Why, was she stealing? Who's Mrs. Blanchard?
She's the director of the Neighborhood Help Center.
Why is she coming in?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think she's going to ask me to be the editor of the center's newsletter. Well, don't just say, oh, I'd love to be the editor of that newsletter. Get excited.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Satisfied?
Well, that's a little better.
What makes you think you're going to get the job?
Well, a week ago, Mrs. Blanchard dropped a hint about it. Then yesterday, she called me and said she wanted to stop over and see me.
I hope she don't bring none of those crazy dope fiends with her.
George, the center does more than work with drug addicts. We handle consumer complaints. We provide pregnancy counseling.
Pregnancy counseling? You mean to tell me there are still people who don't know how to get pregnant?
Oh.
When I was a kid, you didn't have to go to no fancy center for that. All you had to do was stand on the street and ask anybody over 12. They could have asked me when I was 11.
Oh, you're impossible. Can't you see I'm doing something useful?
You were doing something useful when you went to nursing school last year.
George, we've been through this before. I wasn't cut out to be a nurse.
What are you talking about, Weezy? You look great in that uniform, even though it was white.
There's more to being a nurse than wearing a uniform.
What are you talking about? All you gotta know is how to make beds, when to pass out pills, and which end to stick the thermometer in.
George, when I fainted in the emergency room and the patient's mother had to help me out, I knew then I'd never make a good nurse.
The patient's mother? I thought you said the doctor carried you out.
No, he was the one who chased me out.
But look, Louise, at least if you was a nurse, you'd be getting paid for it.
George, I love working for the center, and I don't want to get paid for it.
Oh, that's great. I got a wife who works and don't want to get paid, and a maid who gets paid and don't want to work.
George, when you've been as fortunate as we have, it's only right that you spend some time helping others.
If you're going to help others, can't you pick a more respectable class of people to work with?
Okay. As soon as one of the Rockefellers need help, I'll be there.
You know what I mean.
George, The Help Center is a respectable charity, and Mrs. Blanchard is one of the most respected women in town.
Blanchard? Hey, wait a minute. Who does this Mrs. Blanchard marry to?
Mr. Blanchard.
Is this Blanchard of Blanchard Jones and Wentworth, the brokerage firm?
I'm not sure what her husband does.
Well, are they rich?
No. Oh. They are loaded.
Well, then it must be him. Florence! Come on, we need to get this place cleaned up quick. Blanchard Jones and Wentworth is one of the best firms on Wall Street. I gotta be first in line if I wanna get the hot tips.
The last hot tip you got nearly cooked your goose.
Did you call me, Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah, get this place cleaned up quick.
Why? What's the big hurry?
Mr. Blanchard's wife is coming over here.
Who?
She's the director of the Neighborhood Help Center.
Oh, is she coming to help me?
No, no, dummy. That's the place Wheezy works to help those poor misguided souls who ain't got no place to turn to.
Poor misguided souls? A minute ago, they were crazy dope fiends.
See what a great job you're doing, Wheezy?
George, you're not going to turn this into a business meeting. Mrs. Blanchard is coming here to see me.
I know that. So this is what you do. You just ask her how her husband is, then you get her to invite us to dinner.
George, that would be wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Then we'll invite them to dinner.
George, if you thought you could make money out of it, you would invite the devil to dinner.
Why not? We got air conditioning. See you later, Wheezy. Good luck with Mrs. Blanchard.
Hey, Georgie, man. What do you say, man?
I say, what the hell are you talking like that for?
I'm practicing my accent, man. My relatives from the West Indies coming for a little visit, you know.
Oh, yeah? Well, be sure to let me know when they're here.
You want to meet them, George?
No, I want to make other plans.
Helen, I didn't know you had relatives in the West Indies.
Oh, yes, my dear. My Aunt Rebecca, my cousin Esau, and my cousin Solomon.
Oh, I love those biblical names. You know, I spent a lot of time with the West Indian family.
You did? From what island?
Long Island. I was their maid.
Well, I just came by to see if you want to go with me to the market to buy some conch.
Conch? That's shellfish, isn't it?
Yes, my dear. And I'm going to buy some pigeon peas, rice, mangoes, yams. Oh, girl, we're going to make bacchanal. You do know what bacchanal is, don't you?
Bacchanal. Isn't that near the Panama Canal?
No, bacchanal means...
big party, right?
Right, girl. Man, we're going to be eating, yes, and dancing, yes, back to back. Belly to belly, I don't give a damn. I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a jumpy jamboree. Hey, 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 back to back, yes. Belly to belly, I don't give a damn. I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a jumpy jamboree.
Hey, hey, now, get down. How is y'all? For a minute, I thought y'all was the Pointer Sisters. I made you some fresh coffee for you and your company.
Oh, thanks, Florence.
Oh, you expecting company?
Yes, Mrs. Blanchard is coming over. She's the director of the Neighborhood Help Center.
Well, I better go shopping by myself.
Oh, why don't you stay? Mrs. Blanchard won't be here long, and we can go shopping after she leaves.
Well, if you're sure it's okay.
Oh, sure. And you'd enjoy meeting her. She's an amazing woman. When she wants something done, it gets done. Oh, that must be her now. Oh, hi, Faye. Come in.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, you're not late.
Yes, I am. I said I'd be here at 10. It's 3 minutes past.
Oh, well, what's 3 minutes?
Louise, do you know how many phone calls you can make in 3 minutes? Almost forgot. Call Mr. Bennett, Health Department.
Mrs. Blanchard. This is Mrs. Willis.
Hi. Just call me Faye.
If you call me Helen.
Oh.
Well, won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Louise has told me what wonderful work you've been doing.
Oh, it's not me, Helen. It's people like Louise that keep that center going. I just try to put the right person in the right job, which is why I wanted to see you today, Louise. As you know, Doris Bingham, who's been editing our monthly newsletter, is moving out of town. Ooh, that reminds me.
Doris, Julie. Oh, nice. You giving Doris a going-away present?
Well, no. You see, she borrowed my necklace 21 days ago. I want to be sure to get it back before she leaves.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, we need a new editor, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in the job, Louise.
Me? Oh, this is so sudden.
How about it?
Well,
good. Now, here's some old copies of the newsletters and some ideas for new articles.
Well, I don't
Louise,
know.
Louise, it would be marvelous for you.
It should be lots of fun, Louise.
Oh, you think so?
Sure. When Tom and I were living in Europe, I put out a monthly newsletter for Americans living abroad. I was always the first one to hear the latest gossip.
Louise, dear, I don't have to tell you how important that newsletter is, do I?
Oh, no.
Good. That saves me 2 minutes.
I've never really done much writing before.
Oh, don't worry, Louise. If you need any help, just ask me. I took some journalism courses in college.
You did?
I am a pretty good speller.
Yes, at Columbia.
And Mother Jefferson says I write some pretty good letters.
And you used to edit a newsletter in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And I do know how to type.
Louise, I have a great idea.
Yes?
Now, there is no sense in forcing you to do this newsletter. Why don't we make Helen the editor?
Helen?
Yes. With your background, Helen, dear, you'll be perfect for the job. Won't she be perfect, Louise?
Helen?
Yes.
Oh, well, sure. You'd be perfect, Helen.
Hey, how about it, Helen?
Well, this is very flattering, but I don't even work at the center.
You do now. New member package, Helen Willis.
Helen?
Look over this material and I'll get back to you later, Helen, dear. Well, I must be going.
But,
Faye, would you like some coffee?
Yes, I would love some, but I can't. I've got to be cross town in 17 and a half minutes for another meeting. Bye. Oh, so you used to live in Europe, huh?
Yes, my husband and I lived in Paris for 2 years.
Really? Well, my husband and I were in Paris for 3 months and 5 days.
We have to get together and talk sometime.
I would love that. Helen, Paris. Oh, leave it to you to find us such a really good editor. Thank you, Louise, dear. Goodbye, Helen, dear.
You're welcome, Faye. Dear.
You're right, Louise. She is an amazing woman.
Yeah.
Better get busy.
Helen, what about the shopping?
Oh, shopping? That'll have to wait. I have to read over this material and get busy on the newsletter. See you later, girl. And thanks for introducing me to Mrs. Blanchard.
Sure. Anything for a friend.
Hey, Wee.
Hi, George.
Ta-da-da. Hey, Weezy. I heard this great joke today about a busway.
What's a busway?
Depends on how many people are on it. Don't you get it, Weezy? Depends on how many people are on the bus.
Yeah, George, that's a riot.
I knew you'd like it. Did you meet with Mrs. Blanchard today?
Yes.
Did you come up here about the newsletter?
Yes.
Hey, that's great, Weezy. Come on, I'll take you out to dinner to celebrate.
Celebrate what?
You being named editor.
Forget it. I'm not doing the newsletter.
What? You didn't turn it down, did you?
No, Mrs. Blanchard gave the job to Helen.
Helen? Helen Willis?
I only know one Helen.
Yeah, one too many. How'd she get into this?
Well, she was here when Miss Blanchard came, and Mrs. Blanchard made her editor.
But I thought Mrs. Blanchard wanted to make you editor.
She did. But Mrs. Blanchard said, well, Helen told... Oh, it's a long story.
Yeah, and I bet I know how the story ends. Helen stole your job.
George, she didn't steal my job. Besides, she'll probably make a better editor anyway.
Better editor? How's she gonna make a better editor than you, Weezy? You've been writing since you was a kid.
So is Helen.
Yeah, but you older than her. Look, Weezy, you've been working at that help center now for 3 months, right?
4.
So what's Helen Willis got that you ain't got?
Well, for one thing, she's got a college education.
College education? That don't mean nothing.
That's not what you kept telling Lionel.
Well, that's different.
What's different about it?
Look, Weezy, we are not talking about becoming an engineer. We're talking about editing a newsletter. Any dummy can do that.
Well, thanks a lot.
What I mean is, it ain't college that matters, it's brains. You got a lot more brains than Helen. She didn't even have enough brains to marry one of her own kind. Hello, Jefferson residents. Oh, it's you. Yeah, she's here, but she don't want to talk to you. Buzz off, turkey.
Who was that?
Your ex-friend, Helen.
George, Helen is still my friend.
A friend? How could you call somebody a friend who did what she did?
George, you're just mad because you think you won't get a chance to meet Mrs. Blanchard's husband.
Weezy, that thought never entered my mind. All I care about is you. And I don't like to see no Helen Willis walking all over you. In fact, I don't like to see Helen Willis at all.
George!
Look, Weezy, this morning you really wanted that job, right?
I know, but...
And if it wasn't for Helen, you would have had it, right?
Well...
And what does she do? She comes sneaking into your apartment, right?
Right.
And kisses up to your friend, right?
Right.
And steals your job, right?
Right.
Now that's wrong, right?
Damn right.
All right.
Hi, Louise.
Buzz off, turkey.
Was that Louise?
It was Louise's body, but it sounded like George's mouth.
They back again, Weezy, wearing out the doorbell. See that, Weezy? You too nice.
What was that all about?
Yes, George, what's going on?
You two know damn well what's going on.
We do.
Come on, come on. No need to try to play dumb.
Why, you've been doing it for years. Louise.
I told you she don't want to talk to you.
George, if you don't mind, I think Louise should speak for herself.
Okay, I don't want to talk to you.
There, see? Straight from the horse's mouth.
What's going on around here?
I'll clear it up for you. You ain't wanted around here.
Don't you talk to my wife like that.
I'll talk any way I want.
Well, we don't have to listen. As a matter of fact...
Hi, I'm back.
Who cares?
Wait till you see the new dress I got.
Who cares?
Child, I found this down
at... Who cares?
Thought y'all would like to see my new dress.
Who cares?
Not you, that's who.
Now, just hold it. Obviously, there's some misunderstanding here.
There ain't no misunderstanding. You Willises have been pulling stuff like this for years.
George, what are you talking about?
First, your daughter steals my son. Then your wife steals Louise's job.
Steals Louise's job? Helen did not steal Louise's job. Did you, Helen?
Oh, so that's it. It never entered my mind that Louise wanted to edit this newsletter.
Of course it never entered your mind, because you ain't got none.
All right, George, this time you have really gone too far. You honky!
You calling me a honky?
I couldn't think of anything else.
Louise.
I don't want to hear it.
Louise, I had no idea you wanted to edit this newsletter. Why didn't you say something?
How could I? You were doing all the talking. I studied journalism, Mrs. Blanchard. I edited a newsletter when we were living in Paris, Mrs. Blanchard.
Well, we did live in Paris.
Well, why don't you move back there?
Look, Louise, I'll resign, and you can edit the newsletter.
Forget it. You wanted the job, you've got it. What are you doing?
I'm getting the coffee for you.
I can do that myself.
I was just trying to help.
Help? I suppose you were just trying to help when you were kissing up to Mrs. Blanchard today, huh?
I was not kissing up to her.
The hell you weren't.
Oh, come on, Louise, I'm your friend.
I'm not so sure. A friend wouldn't have done what you did.
Oh, so we're not friends anymore?
I guess not.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. I just hope you know what you're doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then why are you putting flour in your coffee pot?
Helen. Wait. You want to sit down and let's have a cup of paste?
Well, if the brains were money, you'd be on welfare.
Are you calling me dumb?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you look me straight in the eye and say that.
Okay. Dumb, dumber, dumbest, more dumber, most dumbest,
George,
most unreasonably dumb.
George, calm down. No sense in taking a little thing like this and ruining our friendship.
Yeah, you're right. We should make it a great big thing, huh? Ha! See this fancy martini picture you gave us?
Oh, the best of its kind. Beautiful, isn't it? George! No, wait! No, please! No! Oh, no, you don't! No! You don't understand. This is a martini pitcher.
All right, Willis, that's it. Get out. Get out. I'm through talking to you.
Well, stop waving your hand in my face.
If you don't start moving, I'm gonna ram my fist through your face.
George!
It's okay, Weezy. I'm about to throw this turkey out now. You throw her out.
George! We are not throwing anybody out. The Willises are still our friends.
They are?
Of course.
What about the newsletter?
Well, Helen and I came up with a great idea. We are going to be co-editors.
We figured two heads are better than one.
Especially if you have a large family. Get it? Heads. You know, Navy talk, John. Bathrooms.
We got it, dear. Oh, Louise, it should be great fun working on that newsletter together. Oh,
yeah, wouldn't that look nice? Edited by Helen Willis and Louise Jefferson.
Hey, wait a minute. How come that don't say Louise Jefferson and Helen Willis?
Oh, George.
But it's only fair, Louise. I mean, you've been working at that help center longer than her.
Why don't you go alphabetically?
Oh, look, just don't try to get slick, Willis. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Hey, right, that's a good idea.
Come on, George, and let's celebrate with some drinks.
Oh, good idea.
Hey, Reezy, watch. You ain't gonna believe this. This picture don't break.
But, George, that's a very expensive...
But it didn't do that before.
Come and I want to hook.
Day. He said day.
Daylight come and I want to go home. Mr. Tallyman.
We can go home if you'd quit your day-o-ing and open the door.
That was a wild party, wasn't it, Weezy?
Yeah, and you were the wildest one there. I don't think you sat down all night.
Well, I had to show them West Indian people how to dance, didn't I?
You show them how to dance?
Sure. I won the limbo contest, didn't I?
Yeah. That's because you were the only one who didn't have to bend to go under the broomstick.
Oh.
Come on, Florence. Oh, George, we left Florence in the elevator. Oh, I think she had too much rum. She was acting a little silly.
I didn't notice nothing different.
Back, you back. There you go. Already.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine, but this room keep going up and down.
Hey, Florence, come on, we gotta get you to bed.
Ben, take your hands off me. I can make it by myself.
Florence, I don't think you can walk a straight line.
Oh, yeah? Wash me.
Okay, come on, Florence. Florence, you shouldn't have. Florence, you shouldn't have. Oh.
Please, don't worry about Florence.
George, in her condition, she'll never get back here.
Yeah, ain't that great? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.